Rousseau, Sister. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, February 3, 1899. Dear Sister Rousseau, I have a few words to say to you. You are not walking in the way cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in. You are presented to me as in great spiritual danger. You are walking away from Christ. I am so sorry, for this means the loss of your own soul and the precious souls under your influence. Let us hear what the Lord says. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17-18. The words of inspiration come from the lips of Paul. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verses 14-16. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. My sister, I beseech you to humble your heart before God. You have a sacred, holy trust in your children, and you need, oh so much, the counsel of God. You need to guard every step you take, lest you form some alliance with worldly elements that will place you and your dear ones in positions where it will be difficult for them to follow the Savior. The salvation of the human soul is more precious than any other earthly consideration. It is a terrible thing to be lost, without God, and without hope in the world. Christ is calling you just now, my sister. Hear His voice. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 28-29. In your children, God has placed upon you a great responsibility. Will you separate these dear ones from the influences which would lead them to their Savior? You will do this just as surely as you do not realize your accountability to God. You need to awaken to your solemn responsibilities. Satan will exult if he can manage you according to his hellish purpose, and through you he will manage your children. You are a mother. Do you, would you, wish to separate these dear ones, whom Jesus loves, from the blessings which the Savior yearns to give them? You need to heed the admonition. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, and of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. 1 Peter 3, verse 3-4. Mothers have a great responsibility resting upon them. They need to walk carefully and circumspectly before the Lord, whose they are by creation and by redemption. I feel an intense interest in you, my dear sister, for the enemy is seeking to destroy you. The dear Savior looks with pitying tenderness upon you and your precious charge. He says to you, "Bring your burdens and perplexities to me. I will be father unto you, and ye shall be my children." Guard carefully your own soul. Christ asks, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Mark 8, verse 36-37. How many are selling their souls in a cheap market? I would have you awake, my dear sister. I would have you come to your Savior. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Seek the Lord earnestly. Humble your heart before him. You need an abiding Christ. You cannot afford to let go your hold of the Savior. He is your light. He is the way. He is the truth. He says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Matthew 7, verse 13, 14. Why do they not find it? Because the gate is too narrow to admit worldly propensities, pride, selfishness, and display. But that broad and easy way, does it lead to heaven? No, to destruction, and many there be that follow it. The Lord Jesus is calling you to follow him. He that will come after me, he says, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Is it not desirable to have God as your Father and the Father of your dear children? He says to you, abide in me. While there are many who claim to believe in Christ, many do not obey his requirements. To some extent, they trust in Christ, but they have not that deep and thorough experience which a spiritual union with the Savior brings. They do not know what it means to abide in Christ. Many have yet to learn this lesson. Christ asks for the whole heart, the whole affections. Only when there is an entire surrender to Jesus Christ can there be a oneness with Christ. And God loves those who are united with Christ, even as he loves his own Son. The church today is weak where it might be strong, because there are so few who have an abiding Christ. Because of this weak condition, God's people suffer great loss, and the world that needs the living testimony of Christians also suffers loss. It does not see the pure, holy example that should be a bright and shining light amid its moral darkness. This world of sin and transgression needs the light which those who claim to love and serve God should reveal. Christ says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house." How are God's children to stand in the world? Are they to reveal a character that is just like the world? Are they to live for show and parade, display and self-indulgence? If all who claim to believe in Christ as their personal Savior would be doers of his word, they would be elevated above the customs, practices, and policies of the world. They would exert an influence in the home that would reach to every member of the family. The words of Christ to every true follower are, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Then comes the lesson which sounds down along the line to our time, when the great crisis question in regard to the Sabbath of the fourth commandment is agitating the world. "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill every specification of that law, and verify before the world its immutability. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." I leave now to take the train for Newcastle. In love.